Clap for the Amy.
Hey.
Sports show.
Sports show.
Back.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Sporting all the way.
This is the way we should start every pod.
But with that Goulet voice. Jingle bells, Papa.
Papa. CJSW 90.9. Sports, jingle bells. Nothing beats it.
Well, there's a sports show. Got me in my hormones, all gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions, you're about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. Shitty 7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
Is that Goulet thing not maybe one of the greatest Will Ferrell skits all time ever?
I am not joking you. He is so funny, man. Do you think he knows he's that funny?
100%.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. He gets way too many reactions.
Bitch. Yeah, it's true. And he knows how to control himself, hey? Like, it's
he's really funny. Actually, it's to the point where if someone says to me that they don't find Will Ferrell funny, yeah, I question their intelligence. There's really two markers for me.
Sure.
Number one, you don't think Ferrell's funny. Number two, you don't like Seinfeld. You miss on any one of those, right, I lose respect.
I can see where you're going with it. Normally, I don't like to agree with you too much, but you got it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what we can both agree on.
What's that?
Maybe start remembering the equipment. I don't know.
It's in the car.
Listen, I don't know what's gotten into you lately, but this is the most ridiculous thing. We got one beautiful stand over here, and then my camera, you basically took equipment. You took a rock. It's like a pet rock, paperweight.
Somebody left it
with a green little file case to stand my phone up for the video, which, by the way, you can get on YouTube, the YouTube channel for The Sports Show, CJSW 90.9 FM, second Tuesday of every month. But beside the point, what's going into you?
How about just doing everything? Just doing everything? I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, guys, you know, Dimitri does a lot. He does. He does all the editing for this great podcast. But everything else, you're looking at him. This is the guy. All right? Everything else.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything else.
Yeah, including the lining.
It's in the car. I could have ran and got it. I just didn't want to run and go get it. That's it.
I'm just saying.
Can we just start?
Yeah, I guess.
Can we start?
Here's another thing.
Sure.
Listen, we got to start. We only got 30 minutes, and you're so worried about the time. I'll let you know when we're done. Relax.
Sure.
Why, you're in such panic mode today. It's crazy.
I got things.
You got things. All right. What things are we talking about today?
Listen, let's get into it. It's CJSW. It's the sports show, but it's a CJSW show, 90.9. Everyone loves it. It's the one thing. We ran into our buddy outside. We're walking, he's walking into the den, and we're coming in to do the pod.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I said to myself, hey, we got to do it. We got to start with the World Cup. He says, hey, you guys, we got to talk World Cup. Let's get the World Cup. We got to do it.
It's his jam.
We're going to talk NHL. We're going to talk a little NFL, rapid banter, and of course, pass or fail. It's what we do.
You know what? Sorry I was so hard on you.
Yeah, it's okay.
This might turn out to be the best show of the year.
It could be. It's definitely the last one of this year. Hey-o!
Oh!
All right, from there, let's go to the World Cup. It's been going on December 18th. We're going to find out who wins it. But before that, the drama, the Qatar, the everything that's been going on, it has been, you know what? I won't say it started off hot because it didn't. It started off kind of crappy. It's gotten better. Some games have just been outstanding. Some upsets. I mean, Morocco moving on to the next round. Hey, I never saw that coming. You see that's coming?
Well, not really.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? Morocco is one of those teams where, you know, there's always that hustle team.
Yeah.
That has a little bit of skill. You got to watch out for that.
Yeah.
You know, like Spain is sitting there. They're like, oh, we want to do finesse football and a little tapsy-toozy here and this and that. Morocco's like, boom.
Boom.
Can't take it to chance.
No, you can't. And a team that's got a little passion absolutely is the team that we're always going to cheer for here on the sports show. But the biggest controversy so far just happened the other day. I mean, when you got two GOATs in one tournament, Messi and Ronaldo playing in the same tournament, and all of a sudden, Coach Fernando Santos from Portugal says, hey, Cristiano, come over here. You're going to come out this game, 65th minute, come out. Cristiano has a little something to say. He goes, oh, you wanted to say something to me? Bench next game. He benched one of the GOATs of soccer of all time against Switzerland, which I agree is not a powerhouse in soccer, but it's respectable. It's in the World Cup. They're there. They're in the next round. They're taking on Portugal. And he says, hey, Ronaldo, you sit down. I'm bringing in this other guy. Take it easy. When I saw this move, I literally said to myself, oh, my God, this guy's literally committing work suicide. He's trying to get himself fired. Because if it's a club team, it's one thing, right? But when it's your country in the World Cup and you're sitting the GOAT, you're sitting the Gretzky, basically, and they pull it off.
That's the worst,
is
Mitch.
Is this the move of moves, Dimitri?
Listen, it's incredible. It's incredible what he did. Here's what I like. You're right. You do a power move like that, might not work out for you.
Right.
For example, Ronaldo in Manchester United. New regime, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's not liking what's happening. I came here to play, not to be on the bench, to stay. See what I did there?
I saw.
But, and I get it. And actually with the whole Man U thing, I sided with Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. And I still side with Ronaldo because it's kind of BS what they're doing, my opinion.
Right.
But that's a new regime, someone trying to make a grandstand, someone trying to make a name for themselves, so on and so forth. Here, we got this coach who's been coaching that Portuguese team for a very long time. He's no, you know, he's no one-off. He's no new kid on the block.
Sure.
This guy is about as seasoned as the Colonel's original recipe.
Okay? Very true, yeah.
So
good point.
He goes, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to talk to me like that? No, you don't talk to me like that. I talk to you like that. You sit. And not only are you going to sit, you're going to watch the young guy come in and not score one.
Yeah.
Not score two. Not score, well, he did.
He did.
Three goals in his place.
Ramos.
And you know what I love? Ramos. What's his first name?
Giancarlo. With the C and the squiggly S.
He's a squiggly C.
He's got the squiggly C.
Giancarlo, squiggly C, Ramos.
Yeah.
Does three goals in his place. This couldn't have worked out better. You know why? And you know what I noticed this time around? You watch Ronaldo on the bench.
Right.
Oh, I'm a team player.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing my beanie.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I got the yellow beanie.
I'm happy.
I'm happy. I'm good.
It was an excellent power move that worked. Because what does he care if he gets fired? This is his last World Cup too.
True.
That guy doesn't want to. Listen, that guy's not going to coach nothing without Ronaldo or the bright stars on the team. He doesn't need that on the resume.
But Dimitri, where it was a power move is like, if it's a club team and they end up losing, well, you know, some people are going to call for his head and get him fired.
You got the season.
But you got, exactly.
You got a season.
But when you got one chance and it just happened to fall, I mean, it was a 6-1. It was a crushing, but still. I mean, this guy was literally going, honey, you're not going to believe what I did. I sat, honey, hold on. Just pack a couple of bags just in case. I'm not saying it's perfect. Just pack a couple of bags and I'll meet you in, you know, I'll meet you in Saudi Arabia. Should things go awry, but I think I'm good. And it worked perfectly.
Yeah. And so here's my question to you. Do you, did you agree with the benching?
To be honest, I didn't really see why he needed to bench him. I agree that, he's getting older at 38 years old, and maybe he doesn't have that pep in the step that he once had. But you are talking about the go to goats. I love the work. I love what he did. I just don't know if it was, if you're going to sit him, do it in the tournament stage. To do it now was ballsy, man. I don't know if I'm allowed to use that word on the CRTC. I'm using the word. I used it. We're probably going to get kicked off, but I did it. Great move. Respect. And it's all lining up. Argentina versus Portugal. Ladies and gentlemen, Messi, Cristiano. They're both going to sit on the bench, but who cares? It'll be great.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a little excessive. He's on the right side of it now.
Right.
Right. But I did think maybe it was a little excessive. Okay, he's upset. That's a corner conversation. It worked out. He lucked out.
Right.
But the thing that, again, he was just on the right side of it. And this could be one of those things where now all of a sudden you see Ronaldo just turn it right up.
Right.
And single-handedly comes in and says, yeah, we're winning this World Cup right now. It's those kind of gambles, the rolling of the dice, right? He played the pass line.
He played the
pass
line.
And he hit seven.
I Agree. And this is taking us right into the NHL banter. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off to Dump and Chase. It's one of our favorite segments. And a little controversy is a brewing here in Calgary. Not big, but enough to hear the chirps. What am I talking about? It's simply this. So last week, you got Tyler Toffoli playing with Calgary was playing Montreal. Toffoli went out with a couple of the Montreal Canadiens, you know, the young guys, the Caulfields and the Suzuki and so on and so forth, taking pictures at local establishments owned by friends of ours downtown on 17th. I digress. But the point is, coach didn't like that too much. He goes, hey, whoa, we're about to play these guys tonight. What are you going out gummy with these guys? Tummy sticks, as they call it. You don't want that. And then the other rumbling is, here's a team, the Calgary Flames, that before the season started, Dimitri, this was a team that lost John, lost Tkachuk, but brought in Huberto, brought in the Uyghurs, brought in the Kadri, but they're not gelling the way we all thought they might. It's not working out. Some people are calling out the goalie, but some people are calling out the coaching and going back to the Tyler Toffoli thing. It's the old school versus the new school. Are we worried? Does Treliving do the next thing that was left that he didn't do? Does he make a coaching change?
What?
Just throwing that
you
out
you do not speak about the Sutter in
I,
such manner.
I know,
that
but
man
I
has
mean,
been like
I'm
a father
saying.
To all of us. To everybody.
I'm just saying.
You remind me of Robert the Bruce in Braveheart. You can't turn your back. You can't side with the enemy.
Can I say one thing real quick? As I look at some of the best teams in the league right now.
Sure.
You're looking at the Vegas. They got the Butch Cassidy, who last year was in Boston. He's over in Vegas, crushing it. You look at Boston, Jim Montgomery, new vibe to the team.
Right.
Veterans, but they're clicking, number one team in the NHL. You're looking at Lindy Ruff. Everyone was calling for his head. A 13-game heater, all of a sudden, everyone's chanting his name in Jersey.
Nothing rough about that coaching.
All I'm saying, Detroit, a couple of weeks ago, they were in the wild card. Guess what? They got a nice third spot solidified in
Not
Lamont.
Not bad.
Took them out of Tampa Bay. What I'm getting at, the new guards on some of these teams are making those rumblings. We got a team that on paper looks fantastic, but we got the old guy kind of running the show.
Can I tell you what looks fantastic?
Sure.
You not wearing the hat this week.
Thank you.
Hair looks nice.
That's a little
looks
something.
Great.
Wait until Friday.
I'm looking at the camera.
Wait until Friday.
Are you getting it cut Friday?
Well, it's getting cut.
It's getting cut.
My boy's over at Masterblade Camo.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the beard?
Oh, it's coming down.
It's coming down.
It's coming down.
Holy smokes.
it's corporate party week.
Listen, speaking of coming down, I'm not going to come down on Sutter too hard because, listen, everyone needs a story. He's there for an attitude change. He's an excellent coach, but he's also a big playoff coach as well, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we always do the same thing. We play the long game, and the dividends, they get cashed in when it comes to the playoffs because he gets it. But now he's got more of a Sutter team with him. But when that's the coaching side. So I'm going to defend him 100% there. But Sutter, honey, sugar, baby, I can't defend you with the whole Toffoli meeting up with his previous buddies, especially when they're in town, to come and have a few drinks. Because not just the NHL, all sports have changed. Listen, those rivalries, they exist, but they don't exist anymore, Mitch. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger business than it was back then. It's a little more superficial, so it's not just me saying it from an opinion. It's why people don't start and end careers where they are. Like, you don't see an Ovechkin and a Crosby every single day where they start and probably finish, okay? You don't see that stuff. It's a business. They go where the money is. The agents are involved. They're all buddy buddies. Half of them are, you know, the playoffs. Playoffs, as it once meant something to someone in the 70s, 80s, 90s, doesn't mean as much anymore. I hate to say it, but I truly believe that I'm right. So he's kind of got to get with the times over here. Mm-hmm. We're in the social media world. We're in a different type of world. The athlete and the approach to these professional sports is completely different. So, yeah, maybe in 1985, you wouldn't be caught dead doing that. But it's not. Mm-hmm. It's 2022 into 2023. This is today's game. This is how it works. You got to get used to it.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I do agree. The world has changed. What I think doesn't really matter anymore. And to your point, I think I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Is that two?
Might be right.
What the heck? Why are you agreeing with me? Did you sleep with my wife? What's going on over here? Why are you being so nice?
Off to the Power Play Power Rankings. Here we go. Now, remember, if you guys are only listening to us here on CJSW 90.9 once a month, which, by the way, we're pushing for that extra half an hour.
Hey, Adam, what's going on over there?
All I'm going to say is this. Do you know how much stuff I'm not including on this?
Yeah, but there's like four pieces of paper right there.
I could have eight pieces of paper, but I only got four.
Now tell him the truth. He had the eight.
I had the eight, but I couldn't do all eight.
He crumpled and he threw it. He goes, well, this is a waste.
Well, I can't use this. I only got half an hour.
We only got half hour once a month.
So this power ranking that Dimitri and I developed.
Roster, say something.
It's every week changes. Why? Yeah. Because it's based on the
curve.
Exactly. So last week, for example, the Kraken were number one. Why? They were on a six-game heater. They played great, blah, blah, blah. You understand how the power ranking works now. At number five, it's the Detroit Red Wings. Our mutual dark horse, Pegasus, play of the year. Detroit, Yzerman. The boys are starting to hit stride. Watch out.
That Yzerman.
Love him.
He's everywhere.
He is so good.
Everything he touches, it's gold, Jerry. Really? It's gold.
At number four, it's Dallas and Winnipeg. Why? They're both tied in the Central.
Right.
They both have the same amount of points. They're basically mirror images of each other.
If you kind of rearrange the maple leaf, you get a star. And if you rearrange a star, you get a maple leaf.
Wait a minute. Are they the same team? I think so.
What?
At number three, it's the New Jersey Devils. Now, this team is so hot. They're too hot. I had to put them at three because they're too bright to the sun. Got to push them back a little bit, but they're still hot. They were on that 13-game heater. They took a couple of games off, but they're back again. It's the Devils.
Nice pick.
At number two, it's the Boston Bruins, number one team.
They moved up.
They did. They're the number one team in the league. They got it. We got to respect them. And like I said earlier, veterans, team players, they got the goal. They got it all. But I'm wondering, will that age, because this is a veteran team, will that later on maybe be that thing that they're solidifying now and they're going to take some time off later?
Pace. They're going to need a little pace.
They got a marathon pace this one. Exactly. And at number one, and I got to give them respect. I didn't give them respect at the beginning of the year. It's the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Ladies and gentlemen, this team, my opinion right now, hottest team in the NHL. They're number one on our power rankings. And there's one reason and one reason only. And it's a guy from, I didn't know this. He was born in Calgary. It's their goalie, Logan Thompson. You know he's from Calgary?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hey, Logan, why. You're the reason that the Vegas Knights are number one in the sports show power ranking.
It's a great gamble by that Las Vegas team.
Ding. Ding.
If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to The Sports Show with Mitch and Dimitri. Him being Mitch, me being Dimitri.
Hey.
On the greatest radio station, 90.9 FM. And, of course, we got the Sports Show TV. It's the YouTube channel, the whole jazz. But really what you want to do is you want to get on that radio dial.
Yeah.
And if not, then you go to CJSW.com.
Right.
And you kind of you look at our stuff there. Second Tuesday of every month, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 on the p.m.
Beautiful. So we have the power play list. We also have the shorthanded list. And who are they? They're the teams that should be doing better and or suck. So here we go.
Again, graded on the curve.
Number five. It's the Calgary Flames.
Yep,
I'm going to do it. You know why? You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be where you are. You're actually out of the wild card right now. You're one game behind the Avalanche. You think the Avalanche are going to sit and wait for you? They're not.
Nope.
Edmonton's not waiting for you either.
Nope.
Get into gear. Let's go. At number four, it's the Chicago Blackhawks. Listen, just do it already. Trade the guys and get on with it. I can't handle this anymore, watching you guys play with Kane, play with Taves, expecting them to be the best that they are, and which they are. Just trade them.
They don't love each other anymore.
They're tired of each other.
They haven't, played together in over a year.
You know how long me and him have been doing this podcast, and we're finally catching stride? Too long. At number three, it's the Coyotes. They're just there because they need to be there. There's no other reason. I can't stand this team either. All of a sudden, you guys want to go play outside? It's a desert. You can't play outside. You can't even get people to your game now.
Say it, Mitch. Say it.
At number two, hey, John, you're going to stay there again. It's the Blue Jackets.
Oh, no.
It's the John. You guys actually suck. Like, it's at the point now where nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. I'm convinced that John Goudreau's wife goes, honey, where are you going? To the game. Oh, yeah, you're still doing that thing? And at number one, it's the Anaheim Ducks. Now, listen, we said this before on previous podcasts. Please go back and listen to the archives if you haven't listened and or download us right away. Anaheim's going to be good in like 10 years. Because the guys that are good today will be veterans then, and they'll actually... But when you're trying to Michigan every single goal, I got a problem with it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do
fundamentals.
It. Go find a veteran to just put you in line. Here's an idea. Daryl Sutter to the Anaheim... That's who Daryl needs to go to. I'm telling you. He'll whip those guys into shape.
He should just be a revolving coach. If he loses his job, consultant.
Consultant.
A consultant.
That's a good... From there, we go over to the NFL. Why? Because it's the juggernaut. It runs the world. It really does.
It is. It's the league of leagues.
It's the league of leagues. Real quick, I want to talk about it. It's Lamar Jackson. Who is he? He's a quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. At the beginning of the year, he says, hey, Baltimore, I won the MVP in 2018.
Right.
I want $250 million guaranteed because all my other buddies, the Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers, the Deshaun Watson, all these guys are getting that money. Yeah. I want that same money.
The one guy's not even playing. Well, he is now, but you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Baltimore says, maybe. We'll see. He says, oh, yeah? Well, we're not going to talk to the end of the year, which normally means watch me, hold my water bottle, watch this. Beginning of the season, the guy comes out hot. All of a sudden, last, I'd say, month,
little soft.
Then gets hurt next week. Baltimore looks genius right now.
Genius.
And they look even more genius because the guy that you love, Russell Wilson, who was given another $250 million by Denver, is falling apart. So you got Lamar who's hurt, and he's going, I really hope other guys make me realize that and make other teams realize how important I am. And then they see how much money they give to these guys, and they're like, oh my God, I'm not going to make any more money.
Yeah.
So do you think Baltimore will give him the money, and or do you think that Lamar will go somewhere else and get that money?
I think Lamar is going to get the money. I just think that's his. It's clearly his focus.
Well, obviously.
Someone will give him the money, and he'll leave to go get that money. But someone will do
it. You think so?
It's the market value now, Mitch.
Really?
It's the market value.
See, here's my thought on it. I think he's going
If you're asking me if he deserves the money,
right?
No, I don't think he deserves
no,
the
not
exact.
Right now.
No, he doesn't. He hasn't. When you're talking Mahomes, Rodgers, these guys that have won, proven themselves, so on and so forth. No, I don't think he deserves the money from that standpoint. But listen, there's another Cleveland that's willing to drop 250 schmil on somebody.
True.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Might be a team like, oh, I don't know, the Detroit Lions.
Sure.
Teams like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These are the teams that go in and say, yeah, you know what?
Maybe.
Yeah, we might.
We could look into it.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hey.
We have
I'm Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
I understand we like the Geno Smith. He doesn't like to pay people back, but we like to pay people.
Right.
At.
But you got to remember, the Geno, see here, that's a great point. Geno Smith this year, he's a guy that's been traveling around the league. He really didn't have a home till this year. Do you think Seattle's going to invest in him? I don't think so.
No.
They're going to say, thank you so much.
We've just traded you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, that's a guy you sell.
Here's your ticket. Get lost.
Get out.
Get lost.
Thank you.
So, I mean, Lamar's only getting 1 year older. That spice that he has, still has it. He can still earn it. Here's my thing. He's got about a month left in the regular season plus the playoffs. I think he could still make his money, or he'll get, I don't think he's going to get 250 guaranteed. He'll get a big contract, but he ain't getting guaranteed
the
money.
The guaranteed one's a big play. That's a desperate Browns move, and
that's,
I get
that's
it. No,
true.
Okay, that we can both agree on. But the thing is when this guy goes, I mean, listen, he's not stupid because
right.
It doesn't matter what he does this season, Mitch. The Colts will pick up that contract.
I could see something.
Okay. The Titans, if they were desperate, would pick up that contract.
Mm-hmm.
No, and you got a team and you want to upgrade?
I like what you're saying.
Okay,
yeah,
there's teams that are going to pick up. What about the Steelers?
Steelers are a play? Ooh, interdivision.
Do you see what I mean?
I see.
There's people that are going to pick up that contract.
Right, right.
That's all I'm saying.
This is why I do the sports show with Dimitri here at CJSW 90.9, because he comes up with these great ideas.
It's a great idea.
Great idea.
And you can quote me.
And one of the favorite things that we didn't even realize we did it. It just happened naturally. It's buy or sell.
Love
here
this
we go.
Segment.
Baker Mayfield. He just moved to the LA Rams, got released by Carolina. Buy or sell?
Sell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Odell Beckham Jr. signs with Dallas. Buy or sell?
That's a tough one. Buy.
Buy. You got to buy a little Odell. Come on.
Yeah, buy the Odell.
He's been like a brother.
If you're not
buying for the player, you're blind for the drama.
Absolutely. You know he's a defending Super Bowl champion.
It's true. True. Very true. Hasn't played all year, but he's still defending. Von Miller out for the entire year. Obviously, it's an easy sell. Buffalo as the team. Buy or sell?
I'm going to go back on the bye.
Your
it's
bye.
Funny. This was the reason I wanted the bye because of the culture of Von Miller.
Right.
But now sometimes like the, you know, when a guy like Giancarlo yeah. Ramos
oh, I see what you're
takes
saying.
Over,
right?
Because they see,
ah,
yeah, they eh. might rally.
I get what you're saying. How about this team, the Detroit Lions? You mentioned them. Buy or sell?
Sell.
You know what? I'm buying some Lion because they're getting hot. They're on a heater, baby. I like them myself, a little Lions.
Ooh.
I like them.
Ooh.
Here's a team, San Francisco, but more importantly, the third-string quarterback, Brock Purdy, coming in. Trey Lance, gone for the season. Garoppolo, our second favorite player in the NFL, gone. It's this guy, Brock Purdy, coming in 25 for 37, Dimitri. They end up beating Miami. A lot of people thought it was going to be a closer game. Your thoughts on San Francisco, buy or sell?
Buy them while they're down. Buy them while they're down.
Buy or sell is Brock Purdy.
Whatever you bought, just hold.
I'm buying,
No, don't.
I'm double buying.
You double down.
I'm doubling down on
Let
the buy.
Let it ride. Relax, relax.
Give me some of this Purdy.
You don't want to take the run up, bitch.
I'm taking some Purdy.
Is it too dangerous?
I love it. From there, we go to some people would argue, the greatest segment of all time. It's rapid banter.
Let's do it.
Which bench boss has more guts? Detroit Lions Dan Campbell or Portugal manager Fernando Santos?
Fernando de la Sevior Santos.
First time ever, three women refereed a World Cup game. You go, girl, or funny, no one argued with the referees in this game.
It's about time, hey?
It was. You know what? Honestly, like, why not?
You know?
It doesn't really make a lot of sense why they waited so long. A Saudi prince has offered Cristiano Ronaldo $700 million to play over the next 3 years. Take the money, or it's a little too hot in Saudi Arabia during the summer.
It's a lot of money for a bench.
Which player would you rather have? Ovechkin, Malkin, Stamkos, or Patrick Kane?
Ovechkin, Malkin, Stamkos, or Kane? I got to go with...
You're going to do
you
it.
You got to give me the OV.
You got to give me the OV. It's because they all hit the 1,000. They all hit the 1,000.
Who parties better than OV?
It's true.
2 minute warning, Mitch.
Today, Jason Tatum, Boston Celtics, or Kevin Durant, Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, that's a good one. As of lately, give me the Tatum on the Celtics.
What's more acceptable, clapping when the plane lands or clapping at the end of the movie?
Well, no one loves the clap.
No. Here we go. It's pass or fail. This one truly is our most notorious, if you will.
Yeah, the segments of segments.
I got three of them for you. Okay. Overrated players.
Love it.
Christmas classic movies.
Or
there's a player in Argentina named Nicolas Odamendi who took off his shirt the other day and he had three tattoos on his back of TV shows. So since we're in the holiday season, we're going to be binging a lot of TV.
Right.
TV shows. Binge word.
Christmas, we got a little bit of time. Oh, no, we don't. It's a CGSW show. What was the first one again?
Overrated or underrated players.
Oh, I like that one. No, give me the Christmas movies.
Christmas
Let's do
movies.
It.
Here we go.
Change it up.
Pass or fail, Home Alone.
Pass.
Pass.
Easy.
Yeah. I watched it with my son the other day. It's great.
Except the third one.
Yeah, third one's garbage.
No way.
And Joe Pesci. I mean, he's really the classic.
That guy's amazing. Listen, no Culkin, no interest.
Griswold Christmas Vacation. Pass or fail.
I'm going to go fail because it's not the best one of the Lampoons.
Ooh. Pass or fail, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, you got to go pass.
We talked it at the beginning of the show. It's an automatic pass for me. Elf, Will Ferrell.
Oh, pass.
Pass.
Obviously.
Like, I feel like that's how he is every day.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. How about the Muppets Christmas special?
You know what? I'm going to go fail.
Yeah, fail too.
I
never got into it.
It didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
And what's Kermit's problem?
He's got a problem.
He's got a problem. Love Actually.
Fail.
Pass or fail? What?
Yeah,
no,
fail.
No.
There's better.
Pass. Great movie. Love it. I don't know why. Okay. I love it.
Actually?
Yeah, I do.
Gazinga.
Bad Santa.
Pass.
Is good. It's good.
Listen,
it really is a good one.
Thank you to Billy Bob, someone who decided to make a movie for us.
Yeah. Last one. Here it is. And it's a classic. Die Hard. Pass or fail.
It is a Christmas movie. It will always be a Christmas movie because there's a Christmas element in it. It's a big, big pass. You forgot one, which is my favorite.
Which,
Jingle All the Way with the Schwarzenegger and Turbo Man.
I did not see that one.
Sinbad. Remember him?
I did.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's a great movie, but let me tell you what else is great. The Sports Show is great. The CJSW is great. The CJSW 90.9 FM is great. Second Tuesday of every month, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 p.m. Thank you very much for tuning in. Follow us on the channels as well. Go to the website for shows that you missed. And remember, we do this weekly. So please look us up. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes. You can get us everywhere. Listen, this has been a great episode, but it is one for the books. We've got to shove it in the locker because we do got to hit the showers.
Happy holidays to everyone. Here's one, Star Wars. Actually, here's one. Yes, I swear to you, to all the men out there, if you're alone this Christmas and you're just not sure why, Sex in the City. Binge watch it. I promise you, by next year, you're putting a ring on it. There it is.
I told you what I said to Kim Cattrall when I saw her in Cyprus, eh?
No.
What? Oh,
this is a story. This is a story on the story?
Are you kidding?
I don't know what you're talking
about. I'll
tell
you right now. Listen, I don't know. We're running over time. I'm going to tell the story. Whatever they want to cut, they cut.
Shit.
We're in Cyprus.
Right.
We see her. Now I'm 21 years old. This is in 04. We see her. Yeah. She was staying at the same hotel.
Yeah.
Right? She was filming a documentary on, like, because the birthplace of Aphrodite is in Cyprus. Okay. Anyways, I digress. Later that night, we're at the hotel. Mm-hmm. We meet up with some people. They invite us to stay at the hotel.
Right.
Wink, gotcha. Okay. Wink, yeah. So anyways, we're sitting there in the pool. It's me and the Kubota Louie.
Right.
Right? And anyways, we're sitting there. Who walks? Kim Cattrall. She's going out for dinner. Fantastic. She's stunning. She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Louie turns
Canadian.
Yeah. Louie turns around and he goes, hey, I love you in Sex in the City. Remember, this is 2004.
This is prime time. Yeah, yeah.
She turns around and smiles.
That's nice. Thank you.
Then I come in.
Right.
I go, Kim, I loved you in Porky's when you were getting railed in the gym.
What?
And the look buddy, I swear to God.
What?
I swear to God. And the look that I got, Mitch, the look I got, the bouncer, she had this huge bouncer looks, and I'm like, holy crap, she gives me the finger. That is my claim to fame.
You gotta play this, Cobble. You gotta play it.
Come on, who's
this? This is ratings.
Who's that?
This is why we need another half an hour right there.
What? Buddy, it was the best.